Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Deputy Coordinator, Jeremy Cooper. All right, so now that we do have some snow kind of sticking now, there's snow out on the ground, what are some things people should be looking out for if there is snow on the roads?
Well, probably the biggest thing is watching for slick spots, black ice, or even the slushy buildup. We've been seeing some rain and snow mixed here lately, and that'll create some slushy conditions, which kind of pulls your vehicle around too. So, but just making sure that you're driving within your means, where you're comfortable, not going too fast. Also making sure that your vehicle is prepared for this winter driving that we're in now. Taking your vehicle to, whether it's a service shop or even some parts stores, will test your battery for you, make sure that your battery's up and good and conditioned. Even checking out your cooling system and all that kind of stuff, making sure your tires are in good shape and prepared for the winter driving. Your tires is what's got the traction to get around in the snow, so making sure that those are adequate and got good tread. An all-season tire or even a winter treaded tire is what you need this time of year. And making sure those tires are aired up to the proper inflation. Making sure that all your vehicle's been cleared, too. That's the other key. Making sure all your windows, you can see out all your windows, your mirrors are all clear. Whether you've got a backup camera or something, make sure that's clear so you can utilize it as a safety feature too. Making sure your wipers are good condition and you got wiper fluid that's rated for the colder temperature too, so it don't freeze, because you'll see this brine that they put down on the roads, and as it starts melting everything, that gets kind of misty up in the air and it'll coat your windshield, make it hard to see out your windshield. And if you don't have good washer fluid, you're not going to clear your windshield. Also making sure that your vehicle has probably a good half tank of fuel in there. That way, if you should get stranded somewhere, you got some fuel to be able to stay warm and until some help arrives, whether it be a tow truck or somebody picking you up. Also, when you're driving down the road, if you should start losing some control, you want to steer into a skid. That way, if your tires finally get some traction, you're not going to have to overcorrect to stay into your lane. And also just letting off the gas should you start going into a skid. Sometimes just letting off that accelerator and it slowing itself down, you'll pull yourself back in, going the right direction. Maybe going the short distance is a little bit more treacherous on your way to work or whatever your destination might be, but the longer way is on the state highways that are better cleared or the DOT is out there regularly. Maybe that's the route to go. So leaving a little bit earlier, giving yourself plenty of time for travel. If the road conditions are too bad and you don't absolutely have to travel, you're better off just staying home. And also knowing your vehicle's capabilities. A lot of these cars have traction control. They'll have lights that'll flash when your tires are starting to slip. And typically, you just need to let off the gas a little bit. That means that you're accelerating too hard for the conditions, and just be easy on the acceleration and let it kind of gradually gain speed. It's okay to go slow. Just take your time. Drive within your own means. Don't worry about the person behind you being late because you're trying to get to your destination also, but you need to get there safe. So should you get into a condition where it's very low visibility and you're not comfortable, you can go ahead and pull off the road, but get to somewhere safe, whether it's a driveway somewhere or completely off the roadway. You don't want to just pull over onto the side of the road on the shoulder, because the visibility is already low. That means other vehicles, it's going to be hard for them to see you if you're on the side of the road. So it just puts you in a dangerous situation. If you should get stranded or stuck on the side of the road, typically you should stay in your vehicle unless you know where you are and there's somebody nearby. But you're safer just staying in your vehicle and using your cell phone to call for help.
Okay. And when roads are icy, kind of a little snow covered, what are some of the spots that you usually see more accidents happen? Would that be like on curves or hills, bridges or overpasses?
Yep, typically in curves is a pretty common place. People are typically maybe going too fast in some of those curves, and the crowning of the road just will kind of pull you off onto the shoulders or towards the ditches. Overpasses are notorious for being slick. Sometimes even just little bridges. It don't have to be necessarily an overpass here. Maybe it's just a culvert that's under the road. There's no real sign of a bridge, but just that air up underneath that open space, and it'll get a little slick. Sometimes in the hills, we see a lot of spots where people are going up a hill, and they'll lose control just from trying to climb the hill there, and their tires spinning.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.